This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Labour leaders representing millions of workers met in Switzerland on February 25th to plan a strategy against the anti-union activities of Crown Holdings, an American multinational. The focus of the meeting was a strike by 130 members of the United Steelworkers in Toronto, Canada. The strike began when the workers refused to accept a permanent lower wage scale and a 42% wage cut for newly hired employees. The demands to cutback wages came despite the company's doubling of profits the year before. Crown Holdings, which produces items such as beverage cans, has 149 plants around the world. There are indications that if it wins the wage cutback fight in Toronto, it will be encouraged to do the same thing in its other plants. That is why the labor groups met in Geneva recently. The meeting was organized by the Global Union Federation Industriale and included representatives from unions in Canada, France, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Turkey, and the UK. Fred Redman is the International Vice President, Human Affairs, for the United Steelworkers Union. He spoke about the strike to a support rally held in Philadelphia in the U.S.
This isn't about wages and benefits because they're making the money hand over fist. This is an assault on our union. This is an assault that says no matter how much our members carry out their responsibilities and show up for work every day, make a quality product, a product that's can't be compared to any other product that's being made throughout their organization. Regardless of the fact that our members held up their end, they're not going to hold up their end by sitting down with our folks and negotiating a fair agreement. This is an assault on our union. And that's why we're here today. Because this isn't about 130 some odd workers in Toronto. This is about an attack on the United Steelworkers Union. And the only thing they want to do is to make a decent living and support their families. But they're not going to be rolled over, and they're not going to be taken advantage of. They have declared war against our union. And when you declare war against the steelworkers, you better go ask somebody what that means. What that means is today, while we're having a rally here, they're leafleting Crown facilities in the United Kingdom. And what that means is all of our Crown-represented facilities in the United States today is standing with you in solidarity, passing out leaflets in their facilities. And what that means is, if they don't come back to the table, we're going to wrap this up, and there will be no peace with Crown, Cork, and Seal until they treat our members with the dignity and respect that they deserve.